Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, the state's biggest economic engine, for good or ill, remains oil and gas. That reliance has proved costly at times, especially over the past few years when low global oil prices drained the state budget and led to cuts in the state's permanent fund dividends. But Alaska tends to stay on the opposite economic track as the rest of the country. As the U.S. as a whole was mostly recovering from the recession that started a decade ago, Alaska began slowing down. Now, with some wondering when the big economy's next contraction will begin, the state's big industrial players are feeling hopeful, mostly because of rising demand for oil and, by extension, oil prices. Kara Moriarty is the president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. At a recent meeting of the Kenai and Soldotna Chambers of Commerce, she talked about why the companies she represents are feeling good about the future.
Reserves are going up, consumption's going up, and production is going up. But what's happening to worldwide demand? Because we have some in Alaska saying that the era of oil is over. And we would disagree with that, and the statistics and the forecast prove that out. So this is from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, as I said, and it is forecasting energy consumption until 2040, and you can see it continues to go on the rise. And you can see, except for coal, everybody else continues to, the forecast is it's going to continue to grow. But if you combine petroleum and natural gas, in 2040, over 58% of the globe's energy is still going to come from those two traditional sources of fuel. So production's going up, consumption's going up, and the demand is still there for oil and gas. And how can Alaska play a role in that picture? Well, the key is we have a lot of oil and gas resources remaining. We have them remaining here in Cook Inlet. The forecast is around 600 million barrels of oil left that's economically recoverable, and 19 trillion cubic feet of gas, so that's good for your own backyard. This slide has actually not been updated by the USGS since the recent discoveries on the North Slope. So some of these numbers for conventional under North Slope onshore should actually go up based on those discoveries, which we'll talk about. And then, of course, we've always known we have a lot of oil and gas remaining in federal land. The Department of Natural Resources puts out an activity map twice a year, in May and usually in November. And it's a really great summary of what's really happening in your backyard. They also do one for the North Slope. But just a couple things I want to point out on this slide that you have companies represented here today. You have several companies that are actively drilling, whether it's Blue Crest, whether it's Fury, whether it's Hillcorp. So you have a long history, long legacy. And the good news is they're still drilling. The drill rig just moved off the Swanson River field. It's over at Beaver Creek, and drilling is continuing in offshore platforms as well. So, you know, you're not going gangbusters with 2 million barrels a day, but investment is happening in your backyard, and that's a good sign.
That was Alaska Oil and Gas Association President Kara Moriarty speaking in Kenai earlier this week. And time for this week's number, 5,000. That's approximately how many more people the state of Alaska predicts will call the Kenai Peninsula home by 2045. Every couple of years, the Department of Labor updates its population numbers and forecasts, and across the state, the population is expected to grow by about 100,000 to a total of around 840,000 by 2045. That will be due, according to the report, to mostly natural causes, births outnumbering deaths, and a steady flow of new residents from outside who will choose the state for retirement. Boy, only 5,000 more people here in the next three decades. Sounds a bit on the low side to me, but I guess time will tell. Place those bets now if you want. I am going to take the over. And that will do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, all of which you can hear in their entirety on our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.